Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Impeachment Day, happy hour with AG from Mueller, She Wrote, and the Daily Beans. What a perfect day
every
to have
time
you
I
here.
Come up here, something's going on. The last time I was here, we did our show at the Largo, and the Mueller report dropped.
Yes, yes, there is something. We open a wormhole in the universe together. We cross the sexy liberal streams, and something just goes, yeah.
And of course, right after the Mueller report dropped, we immediately impeached the president, because that's what we've always wanted to do.
So wait, if you come here more often, will the Republicans get upset that things are happening too fast?
That might be it.
Yeah.
You were just saying, I was just hiking. You just came up, right, from San Diego. You were listening to Pelosi crying in your car. I was listening on the hike.
Yeah.
Tearing up.
Yep.
We're finally fucking here. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. I think the thing that got me in her speech was when she was talking about that on the anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, how they were like, why are you here defending us? You know, we're not Americans. And we said, we aren't defending you because you're not Americans. We're defending you because we are Americans.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, chills.
Aww. Well, you are famously a veteran. But more importantly, you're AG because you're anonymous, although you're obviously your face is everywhere. So I'm still unclear on the whole, because you are, or we're technically a government employee, so you are anonymous. However, your face is everywhere, including on camera right now.
Yes.
Yes. Unless faces, you want us to marble you out, but it's too late now.
Faces don't violate the Hatch Act.
Oh, that's so sweet and nostalgic that you honor the Hatch Act, just like Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, yeah. We're buddies. We have Hatch Act chats all the time, me and Kellyanne.
So I've done, obviously, Mueller, She Wrote, the podcast with you guys, you and Jordan, and done the live show, which was a fucking blast in San Francisco. All right, but for people who don't know, and if you don't know, well, you're a moron. But Mueller, She Wrote is hosted by AG. Anonymous. Don't look at her face. You are a described here as a disabled veteran surviving PTSD caused by military sexual trauma. Holds a senior role in an executive branch agency. Estimates there are six people between her and Trump on the government org chart. Mm. She has remained anonymous, only going by initials because of, as you just said, the Hatch Act. But so are you... I never can get a straight... Are you still in government? Are you still in...
I can't talk about that at this time.
All right.
But all
are you
will
in the
be
CIA?
Revealed.
Could you kill me with one finger?
No.
I feel like that's fair enough to know.
No, I was in the Navy. Okay. We didn't do that kind of thing.
Oh,
in she'd
the
tell
Navy.
You, but she'd have to kill you.
Oh. What? Okay.
That's the opposite.
Yes, I'm just, this is for you. In the Navy. She was like all of our favorite people, like Malcolm Nance,
mm-hmm.
right? In the Navy.
Going girl power Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, sorry about your... that was like way before Me Too. You went through that whole thing about not being believed and what were you wearing and were you drinking and blah, 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 right?
Precisely, yeah. It was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway, I'm sorry. I still want to hug you. I know it was a long time ago. I want to hug you and I'm going to hold you on like a koala.
Well, thank
Is
you.
Is that technically Me Too as well or no? That would be in a loving, female-centered... supportive way.
Without the claws.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No,
the
no claws
would make it Me Too.
No claws, no eucalyptus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what joke you're talking about
right
now.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's see how Trump is reacting as we speak, as we're recording this. Oh, all caps already during impeachment?
All caps
Such
already.
Atrocious lies by the radical left, do nothing Democrats. This is assault on America and assault on the Republican Party. Okay. He seems to be taking this so, so well. Did you read the manifesto?
The six page.
Yeah. That's what the police pick up with tongs at the crime scene.
We call it the burn book to Nancy Pelosi. You are a fugly slut.
Didn't it remind you of a breakup letter? No, I mean, you will live. You will be the one that will. What
not
you say?
I. Not, not I. I.
Not I. Yeah, he always talks like that.
That was
You're
totally.
You're going to regret this.
That was totally a Cipollone joint. That.
No, that was Stephen Miller. I feel like Stephen Miller, it was like Stephen Miller fanfic, like I get to be
right.
Trump.
To every girl that wouldn't fuck him at Santa Monica High.
But part of it was also
because he was bald already.
Yeah. Part of it was also lifted from Hannity monologues.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like entire sections of it were.
Oh God.
Was Hannity at the White House in the last couple days? I'll bet you anything he was.
They talked they were saying, every night. Yeah. What you doing? What you thinking?
They said it's dictated. Can you imagine him just like storming around? Baby Huey diaper. And also say, did you put in the thing about... And my dick is big. Don't forget to tell him. No, I don't go to prom with her now. Okay. By the way, so I obviously worship you in podcast form, in human form, in person, on Twitter. Okay. So you had a bunch of... You always bring up... This is why you're so wildly popular, because you bring up such, like, stuff that people don't think of, or, like, you know, because you go through all the minutiae of everything, and why I think it's so great you're here. This is our year-end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrap-up. Happy hour.
Awesome.
But because of what Nancy fucking Pelosi said goes back to our all roads lead to Putin with you, which she said to his face, and I keep saying every day, this is one story. Russia and Ukraine are one story.
It's one. And Russia's funding the Ukraine scheme.
Talk to us about that. Talk to us about that, because obviously that's what the people are saying he's fucking freaking out about. Not just the impeachment. The fact that this Lev Parnas obviously funneled money from Russia directly to Giuliani to pay for this Russian disinformation campaign against Ukraine.
Yeah,
right?
A couple weeks ago, everyone was asking, who's paying Giuliani? Who's paying Giuliani? And I was like, it's Firtash. It's Dmitry Firtash.
Yeah.
He's the one who's funding all of this.
Yeah.
While fighting extradition, why he hasn't been extradited yet is a very interesting question as well. And so, you know, and then you've got Ben Shkowski in the criminal division at the Department of Justice, who should never be there because he, you know, he represented Alpha Bank.
Right.
Or he worked for the law firm who did. So it's the Russians that are funding this through Lev and Igor.
Yeah. Igor.
Yeah.
And Frankenstein.
You must be Igor. No, it's pronounced Igor.
It's the Parnas and Fruman show. You know,
don't you hope he says that when he gets sworn in, if he gets to testify to Congress?
That would be so
swearing
fantastic.
In. Igor, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Can help you with that hump.
What hump?
Could be worse. Could be raining.
Perhaps I could help you with that hump. What hump?
All right.
What's happened?
I hope his eyes look just like Marty Feldman's too. Yeah. He's just like nervous. Just what? Yeah. So, all right, wait, there's so many, oh my God, I have so many things to ask you. Where do we start here? So, all right, yes, because again, I keep saying I've never been a conspiratorial person, but so how is this going forward under Bill Barr's Justice Department? Is he, I mean, are they trying to ultimately throw Giuliani out of the bus to save the president? How is this? Because I think, I mean, it's clear Giuliani's going to be indicted, don't you think?
I would like to think so. I would hope so. But, you know, you've got, for one of the main things that Giuliani should be indicted for is a violation of the Federal Foreign Agents Registration Act, right?
Right.
FARA violations. He's lobbying for Russia and Ukraine.
Oh, I thought that was related to Farrah Fawcett. I'm sorry.
No,
I knew that you would know more about this. Okay.
But so that's what he's doing. But in order to avoid that, all you have to do is alert the attorney general that you're lobbying on behalf of a foreign government. He may have done that, and he might have Barr's blessing to be doing all this, and we don't know. Now, that doesn't take care of his, you know, wire fraud and money laundering and computer fraud and,
holy,
you know, all that.
Holy shit. I mean, so many layers of dirty, right, that he's trying to, like, sell, like, you know, him being able to fix shit for you at the Justice Department with, you know, in exchange for dirt on Joe Biden. Like, and what Malcolm Nance was saying to us today, which is terrifying because he's terrifying, as you know.
Yes.
But that clearly what Giuliani is being fed is Russian planted whatever documents, disinformation thing, all this shit that he's talking about he's bringing back. Is the Russian disinformation campaign.
And Lindsay wants him to talk about it in our Senate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Do you get snail mail? We do for in radio for years. We get snail mail, meaning, and it's never not fucking crazy. Like, it's whatever that envelope that Giuliani brought to the Justice Department.
Oh, here's some parchment.
Newspaper.
The White House.
Here's some newspaper clippings and things that are exculpatory to the president. I put them together with some magazine letters from magazines and things.
Are your teeth falling out?
That's my Giuliani.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear my Doug Collins?
Please. Okay. Is it Boomhauer? Because if it's just Boomhauer.
No. We did play that earlier.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We just play clips of Boomhauer calling 911. There's an explosion. There's an explosion. Crazy explosion. Boys, dig out. Down to make dang, man. Please. Explosion. 911.
All right, we're going on the road with dueling Doug Collins. Wait, I got it. Now, I'm amazed here because we got a clock in the calendar. We got a clock in the calendar. I'm amazed. What we're doing here. Can't pretty this up. Just can't pretty it up. If you put a clock in the calendar. Okay.
That was nice.
Go.
I like the at the end.
Boomhauer and I love
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, man. Little old girl, man, talking a mile a minute, man. Little old girl, slow down, man. Little old dick, no moose, no jail. Man, let's all shower and go, man.
It's like Doug Collins swallowed Mitch McConnell and Leon Redbone.
I like that.
You got that reference. That's why I love you.
Aww.
Yeah. All right. Koala. All right, AG, hold that thought. You know, I want to appear to AG like I did the first time. Stephanie Miller, star of stage, screen, and by stage, I mean San Francisco Mueller, she wrote.
And when you weren't worn down by Trump?
When I was an ingenue. Let me just put my plexiderm on. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. See, I even do the sound effect myself now. At plexiderm, it just works.
Yeah.
That's right. You think new year, new me, right? New everything, right? I'm a new president. OMG, you need a new face for your new president. Plexiderm, clinically studied serum, visibly eliminates everything you got under there, all that baggage. Right?
Yeah.
You know, wrinkles. It's like you're cleaning out for the end of the year.
Crow's feet, under eye baggage. No need to check that baggage anymore.
Nope.
In the overhead. Mm-hmm. Get rid of it.
No more cobwebs.
Mm. Easiest New Year's resolutions we've ever made. All you got to do, add this powerful serum to your problem area. Boop, 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 boop. That's a new sound. 10 minutes, gone. Okay. A whole new me. I'm blown away by the results. Ring in 2020 with me with confidence, knowing Plexiderm's going to give you smooth, younger-looking skin in minutes. It goes on clear. No one has to know, unless you're an overly chatty Walter the dog like me. That was bye-bye bags, wrinkles.
Oh.
Crow's feet.
You're doing all your own Foley work on this commercial.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Triplexiderm.com. Type in sexy liberal for 50% off plus an additional $10 off. That's right, 50% off plus an extra $10 off. This offer also available by calling 1-800-685-1292. That's 1-800-685-1292. Plexiderm, backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Triplexiderm.com. The code is sexy liberal at checkout. Triplexiderm. triplexiderm.com. The code is sexy liberal.
Yeah, I have to say, as Glenn Kirshner always says to us, you know, the courts are holding, hashtag justice is coming. I mean, you said, boom, Flynn failed to prove a single Brady violation. You know,
500 Sidney Powell requested. 500 right. pieces of Brady violation.
Right. But they're just, this is what happens when these fucking conspiracy theories collide mm-hmm. with the actual law and a court and the facts, right? I mean, it's okay.
But Q ignores it.
Yeah.
When it doesn't go their way.
Right.
Or they just call it part of the deep state.
Right.
Yeah. Is Q is sort of like those, like, who was the guy, the rapture guy that kept making everybody buy everything because it was the, and then when it didn't happen, he's like, I was wrong on that.
Oh, but
I
remember.
Buy some more shit, you know, yeah, it's coming soon.
Like that Heaven's Gate guy?
I don't know. The guy no. that kept
I remember
saying,
what you're talking about.
We don't have to worry about that guy.
No, he's
and people
gone.
Actually did, like, go get rid of all the, sell all your shit because it's the end.
I remember that guy. It was like May.
And then everyone's like, you fucker, I sold all my shit.
Yeah. Now that was what? In the 2000s or the 90s. Yeah. It was a while ago, right?
Yeah. Also, by the way, there's so much to focus on that you just, like, any one story. You said re-upping this again because who paid Kavanaugh's debts? What did Justin Kennedy provide the Trumps from Deutsche Bank now that we know a third loan officer is turned up dead? Like, mm-hmm. suicide by hanging again. So weird. People are so clumsy with their dog leashes. Weirdly, I have two dogs, and that's never happened to me as drunk as I often am.
You sure?
Yeah. No?
Because it
might
have.
Almost positive I've never accidentally hung myself with my dog leash.
That could be your own conspiracy theory.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's maybe deep. I have, that's and some, I just don't remember
that's
because...
deep state shit right there. I've been a ghost this whole time.
You guys zoom in on our faces when that happens?
Oh, no, we got plenty of drumstings, though. We have variation around yeah. here, as I'm just saying. Wait, hang on. Get another one ready.
Yeah.
Get another one ready. Paul Manafort's heart attack.
Yes.
Dramatic hamster.
It's the Zoom
yeah.
that gets me every right. time.
But doesn't it make you conspiratorial? I mean, I'm like going, oh, is it because Gates is talking too much? Is he faking it?
That was my first thought is, oh, maybe he really is sick. Because I wasn't buying it.
That's a conspiracy.
It.
Oh, all right.
With the, you know, with the, in the court, you know, in court when he was like, it reminded me of the Brady Bunch, you know, when they got in the car accident and the guy had the neck brace
yes.
on. Mike Brady drops the book and he turns his head and he's uh-huh. like, ah!
Ha ha!
Got you!
Ha ha!
That's instantly what I thought of with Manafort.
Ha ha! All right.
I got to get me one of those.
You also tweeted, if I were you, I wouldn't assume anything in this impeachment. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Chris is the Eeyore of the Stephanie Miller Show. Trump's going to get acquitted and we're going to lose the house.
Lose the house, Pooh.
You said, and still I see Roberts in a fancy robe administering oaths to traitors like Graham. Nothing is a foregone conclusion. I agree. Like, how can you predict anything that's going to happen in this Trump presidency? We need, I think, somebody said, actually, I forget why, it's three and not four that we would actually need. Because here's what happened. Let me ask you this one. I keep asking this, AG. So what if we got three or four Republican senators looking at these numbers of 71% of Americans want to see the fact witnesses and want, you know, a real trial. What if they're able to force a real trial? Then what? Because McConnell and Graham and Trump know they're fucked.
They're
if
still
they have
gonna,
a real trial.
Yeah, and they're also fucked if they call anybody worth a damn, like Bolton or Mulvaney.
Right.
That would be disastrous for Trump, for the Republicans, and for yeah. the election. And so I don't see them doing that. But we also have to, you know, we're all assuming 100% we're going to vote for impeachment today. We're going to impeach yeah. the president today. I will believe it when I hear it. When it resolution passes and the gavel comes down, then
the wishy-washy Dems are favoring impeachment as of yesterday.
Yes.
So the movement is over there.
And I don't mean that they wouldn't like all vote for it. I mean they could postpone the vote. Now we have the
that.
John
oh,
Dean.
If they delay too long, that's what we're trying to do. They're hoping we'll be hit by a meteor.
Or if
by
they,
tomorrow,
if they hold impeachment until.
Till we get a fair trial.
Right.
Oh, well, no, but we can still vote the articles and hold and not send it to the
Senate. Right, because that's the Lawrence Tribe, John Dean thing.
Do you agree?
Well, I was at least just waiting until the Supreme Court had decided on the two Mazars cases yeah. and the Deutsche Bank case. And since they're not going to hear them till March, then I was like, go ahead and impeach.
Yeah.
But if we were going to get the tax stuff, I was like, wait.
Well, Glenn Kirshner says rolling impeachment or, you know, hold it, keep investigating, wait for these rulings. I mean, I keep saying this, AG. I don't know if I'm right. I feel like there is a point where, at which he might resign. If all of this is started, the walls start to close to a point where there may be a real trial in the Senate. His taxes are going to come out, his financial records. You know, where he's going to go, oh, you know, would have made America great, witch hunt, scam, hoax.
He has to know the only way to get pardoned for his past federal crimes is to resign.
Make a deal. It's like a coward that he is.
Like an Agnew, an Agnew.
I got bone spurs. I got to go. Got to resign.
I think
again.
He places too much emphasis on winning to resign, because that would be
right. But if he sees also the polling that he's not going to win, that's what freaked him out in the first place.
He could turn a resign into a win.
I think he would fight all the way to prison.
What were you going to say?
He would still be able to be charged with state crimes, but he would at least be off the hook for the federal crimes.
Speaking of the trial, Lindsey Graham apparently this morning has said that he wants Rudy to testify in the impeachment trial.
Cool. I'm 100% fucking down for that
cool
shit
beans.
Show.
Yeah.
Cool beans. Dude, I would love to have...
I'm sure it'll be exculpatory.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be surreptitious. Let's do it.
If the right is calling their own witnesses, can the left call our own witnesses?
That would make sense to me.
You would have to ask, and then they would have to... You'd have to get four
senators over. And McConnell would have to approve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Or not McConnell, but Chief Justice Roberts would have to approve or have the Senate approve by a vote.
Yeah.
And it also depends on the rules they come up with. I haven't seen the rules
yet. We feel like he has fucking corrupted everything. The Republican Party, the Justice Department. I saved this story, which I'm sure you saw this week, as a former military vet. Military investigates possible white power signs flashed during Army-Navy telecast. Like, I just feel like he's infected. You see some police forces where they're all wearing MAGA hats. Like, there is part of you. There's Neil Gorsuch on fucking Fox and
that
Friends.
Blew my mind.
Right? I mean, you just go, like, what? All of these norms are being blown apart where you're going, is the Supreme Court hopelessly corrupted already?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still waiting for some, like, these five major cases that are coming through for Trump. Yeah. None of them have yet been decided.
We will know when those decisions come down.
We will know when those come down. And we will know that those will be announced June, July latest. We'll have the results of those hearings.
You have a record of accurate predictions.
Ooh.
What are you putting beans on?
What are my beans on these days?
Oh, by the way, for people who don't know, Daily Beans is a daily progressive news podcast with swears.
Yes.
For your weekday morning commute. And Mueller, she wrote, because there are two separate ones, right? And how do we get both of them so everybody knows?
Well, you just search for Mueller, she wrote, search for Daily Beans. They have their own feeds now.
Okay,
They used to be in the same feed, but we separated them.
Okay. Were they fighting?
Because they weren't getting along.
Yeah. Were they fighting?
Don't make me come up there. Down the middle of the back seat in the car.
I love the Daily Beans. It just says news with swearing. I think that's a given for happy hour, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We don't even need to. We always say for people that if Donald Trump makes you want to drink and swear, this is the podcast for you.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So what are your beans on in terms of the outcome here? Because you have been eerily accurate about who's going to get indicted and blah, blah, blah.
I'm having a hard time right now making any prediction about when the impeachment will occur or when the articles go to the Senate, because we are now have these two competing theories where we do it now, send it to the Senate after Christmas, let him acquit and hold him accountable, hold the Senate accountable for acquitting. And then we have this other track where the rolling impeachment, the Kirshners, John Deans and the Lawrence Tribes. I don't know. I like the rolling impeachment idea. I say don't send it. There are downsides to it, which include you're not giving us due process argument.
Right.
And it also they can use the it's too close to the election argument, which is bullshit.
He's actively cheating in that election. I mean, it's just it really is an ongoing crime spree.
My favorite thing would be that it eventually gets to the Senate. They acquit him. We flip the Senate because of that.
Yeah.
And we keep the House. And of course, we win the presidency in 2020.
Right.
And then he loses by election. And then he can be prosecuted for all of his past crimes. And maybe Kamala Harris becomes Attorney General.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? I'm sure she'll be very forgiving.
She seems like a forgiving sort of doormatty kind of.
Yeah. I just feel
kidding.
Licking her chops. She was like, bring Giuliani in. Got a few questions.
Bring him into the judiciary. Really?
Yeah.
You want Kamala Harris.
You want Kamala Harris.
Questioning Giuliani. His teeth will fall right out there on the spot. Bunk.
Oh my God, remember Jeff Sessions? I'll say, the black lady's making me nervous now. Black lady's rushing me here. I don't understand.
He's this big. He's such a tiny little racist possum.
I know. Tiny little racist elf. I know. I'll say, I got to get back in the cookie the tree and make some pecan sandies. Tell a black lady to dial it back. Oh, AG, all this treason is exhausting. Would you mind if I take a quick nap in my Casper?
She's not going to go cuddle with you.
Oh, no.
Come on. Koala, let's do it in my Casper. Casper is, it's not just an outrageously comfortable mattress. They got everything, and I got it all, right? Mm. Pillows, duvet cover, sheets. I got Casper dog mattress, for God's sakes.
I know.
Your bedroom is in a Casper environment.
It is.
Your bedroom is brought to you by Casper.
Thank you. Thank you. Treat yourself to better sleep during Casper's holiday sale. This is the time to do it. Casper, you've heard everybody raving about it, right? The award-winning balance of comfort and support. 4 layers of premium foam designed to provide pressure relief for all-night comfort. Everybody, I think I know, pretty much all the sexy liberals have Casper mattresses.
And it's wonderful.
Perfect place to get all your holiday shopping done. Everybody sleeps. Everybody loves a Casper. Free shipping and returns. Every Casper comes with a 100-night risk-free trial. What? The stress of holiday shopping does not need to keep you up at night. Casper has gifts for every dreamer. Go to Casper.com/Miller now. Use the code GIFTS for $25 off gift orders over $100. Shop for friends, family. While you're there, treat yourself to a little something-something, too. Casper.com/Miller. The code is GIFTS for $25 off gift orders over $100. Offer expires 12/24/2019. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. So, I mean, clearly Flynn, Manafort, they're counting on pardons, right? I mean, okay, here's the thing we talked about today.
Flynn is so fucked, by the way.
He's so fucked.
He's so monumentally fucked. If he had just kept his lawyers and shut his fucking mouth,
yeah,
he might have gotten 5-7 years like Manafort. He had to get that Sidney Powell.
Yeah. But so what happens to, okay, first of all, we were saying, so Trump, if Trump is impeached, which he like obviously will be impeached today, he can't be pardoned, right? I mean, because remember, they didn't actually impeach Nixon, which is why he could be pardoned by Gerald Ford.
I've had a couple con law experts on because I know Robert Reich put out a piece that says if you impeach the president, then Pence can't pardon him if he resigns. And it's just actually not true.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not written anywhere.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out because people have different opinions. And I was
so I've had Jed Sugarman and I've had a bunch of con law experts on. And they're like, that is absolutely not true. You can impeach the president and even remove the president. He can still be pardoned for his past federal criminal behavior, not future acts. And he also cannot be pardoned for being impeached. Like, you can't unimpeach him.
Right.
Right.
But he can still be pardoned by Pence. Impeached or not, impeached and removed, impeached and not removed, he can still be pardoned.
But, you know, as Sean often says,
Mike Pence is up to his albino eyebrows in this.
It's just today. I mean, Schiff is basically saying he's lying. He lied to us about what's in this transcript. There's a reason why he's keeping his transcript with Zelensky. He either implicates Trump and himself, or one or both, right?
Yeah, and it's he classified it.
Yeah.
And that's illegal to and Schiff told him that in the letter. You are not allowed by law, and he cited the law to classify something that's not classified, not a national security classification.
Classified to keep it secret from us.
To prevent something embarrassing from coming out politically or to cover up a crime.
Right.
That's illegal. So it's one or both of those. But yeah, he totally implicated Trump in that call, 100%.
Do you think if it was actually a heart attack, do you think Manafort might have seen baby Jesus and want to start, you know, Walter the dogging like Rick Gates?
I don't know. I don't even think he's worth it anymore because...
What else do you have to say? Is there more?
Because if you heard Judge Berman, Judge Amy...
If you're nasty. I steal that from you all the time, but then I tell everyone that I just stole it from you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So she came out in court when she was talking to sentencing Rick Gates.
Yeah.
And said he was so monumentally helpful, he told us everything.
In fact, he's still being helpful.
Yeah. And I love that dog. So I don't know that Manafort could tell us anything that Gates already hasn't.
Yeah. Well, but it would corroborate it. All right. So wait, I want to get into the details with you because that's your whole bag, baby. This is why Mitch McConnell. So Lev Parnas, what do you think the chances are that he is going to testify, right?
Well, let me just read the. You probably read this. A.B. Stoddard, Glenn Kirshner told us about it. One of the reasons for this rush, maybe to get this done, mm-hmm. right, Mitch McConnell, it may be a desire to get this done with impeachment before any news connects Russian money to President Trump, period. We now know Rudy Giuliani's indicted business partners who paid Rudy $500,000 had a Russian funding stream. The real reason for getting the impeachment trial done fast is defensive. Republicans want to dispense with their constitutional responsibility before the public realizes there is a second Russia-focused federal criminal investigation underway and that Trump once again is at the center of it. And the more Giuliani, who's also being investigated with Parnas and others by the FBI and the SDNY, right, flies around the world ranting about what he and Trump are up to, shows up at the White House as he did last Friday, the more incentive Republicans have to get this trial over with. It does feel like, Doug Collins, you're the ones looking at the clock right. and the calendar, right?
Yeah, and honestly, there's no way. Like, when the Mueller investigation was going on,
right.
and Trump kept obstructing and obstructing and obstructing, we just had this picture of Mueller right. in his office, like, will you stop for a second
right.
so I can write my report?
Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. Yes, it's like Lucy in the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, and that's what's happening here.
Yes.
That's why I like the rolling impeachment, but right. then it just never gets done because he won't
yeah.
stop criming.
Yeah. Criming. We keep
yes.
criming.
It's a verb. I love that.
Well, yeah. And again, A.B. Stoddard finishes. This is why Trump's actions strengthen the argument. If he's not removed from office, he will continue to abuse his party. It is, as we speak, it's ongoing.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's, I mean, there really is a race against the clock and the calendar in that sense, that there is an election coming up that be interfering in. Yeah.
I was going to say, with the left thing, I feel like it's more than just Trump that's at threat here. It's the Republican Party because they were donating to all kinds of Republican campaigns.
Yeah, Pete Sessions is up to it now. Yeah.
It's not. I think it's a. And then you get into money. You start talking about stuff like the NRA and the Russian money that was in the NRA.
They are so broke right now.
Well, do you feel like this is a little bit of revenge of Mueller? Because what is your take, having so like focused on the Mueller report, obviously. In hindsight, like what, as the more we're learning the Stone trial and all that, like what is your take on what happened with Mueller?
Oh, you mean like, well,
just in general, I mean,
I think it got shut down.
That's what I keep saying.
A lot like the Southern District of New York, Cohen hush money investigation case.
Yeah.
And they just sort of hung it open so no one else could pick it up. Barr just kind of sort of kept it open, but stopped investigating.
Yeah.
And so finally a judge said, look, you got to shit or get off the pot. Close it or
right.
whatever. And so then they closed it, released all the documents so Cy Vance could pick up the Mazars case, which is the hush money investigation.
Right.
And so, and I love that. But there, I think there, you know, the, remember the 12 in Appendix D cases that were referred by Mueller to other prosecutors? I think those are hanging open and not going forward so that no one else can pick up those cases. And I think Mueller was, they put the kibosh on Mueller as well.
Well, that's what I always said. He obviously was shut down. It wasn't just the Barr memo that misconstrued what he already had found. But I mean, it didn't make any sense. It's like, we're not allowed to indict or really even investigate the president. So what the fuck was the point of the whole thing?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and clearly if you read the whole thing, you go, oh my God, this is a damning document. Like Elizabeth Warren said, the minute she finished it, I she was for impeachment. I mean, this is, and I feel like, you know, they are, whether they're saying it or not, using parts of it, because this is a pattern of behavior like you do in any trial, right? This is not just Ukraine. He did it with Russia. He's doing it with Ukraine. Those two stories are connected, as we said.
Yeah, and it's evident in the court filings of the time, right around the time that they shut down the Mueller investigation, or the Mueller investigation ended. Because in a couple of court filings...
It hung itself by a dog leash, I'm told.
Oh, yep. Totally on accident.
Yeah.
But if you look at the court filings at the time, there were some dates where they had April 1st deadlines and they wouldn't have set that deadline had they known that it was a surprise to the lawyers who were filing things in court at the time. They were surprised by the end of the Mueller investigation, and you could tell in their filings that...
What did you make of Lisa Page's interview with Matto last night about the counterintelligence part of the investigation?
Yeah, every time either she has Andy McCabe on or somebody who's heavy into counterintelligence, it freaks me out because, you know, when she says, 99% of counterintelligence investigations, you'll never hear about.
Yeah, because that's not important now that the president's a Russian agent.
Right.
And my question to her would have been, well, what happens if you are doing a counterintelligence investigation and you find there's a high probability that someone is an asset, willing or unwilling, or unwitting, what do you do?
Right.
Do you, right. You, you don't
you,
arrest
you
them.
You take it to the farm to run free.
Yeah.
It's the counterintelligence
you just go, well,
in a farm.
We figured that out. Next. Like,
right.
What do you do?
Right.
Who
no,
do you
exactly.
Tell?
Exactly. No, exactly. That's what's sort of terrifying. You know, okay.
Well, it's also when that person, that when you find it out, they're the president of the United States. It's not like you can just disappear him.
Right.
Right. And you just arrest him in the night.
Yeah.
And you can't go to Bill Barr and be like, hey, we found. Oh,
well, you're not going to believe this.
BT Dubs.
Yeah. You're right. He's not going to believe this.
I have made the offer several times, and I think it is very generous of me that just go take Air Force One. We don't ever need to see it again or you. It's fine. You don't need to tell us where you're going.
Turn off the transponder.
It's fine. Turn off the transponder.
Vienna.
There you go.
Yeah.
Go hang out with your buddy Firtash.
You obviously like sausage. Yeah. Well, listen, AG, this is always just a thrill. I love your brain is so big. It takes a long time to pick. So we could be here all day on impeachment day. But we got, you know, shit to do.
We got a president to impeach.
Yeah, we got a president to impeach. We got, you
votes
know,
to take.
Doug Collins to listen to. You know what I'm saying? Cock of the calendar. Got to get
sold.
Yeah, sold. Exactly. I was sold on Mueller. She wrote the podcast. Before I even met her in person, AG, the human delight. Also, the Daily Beans. Congratulations. It's so funny. Everybody said to you, oh, now what are you going to do? You're all done now that the Mueller report.
Mueller's coming up in the articles of impeachment, so suck it.
I know, so suck it. Mueller, she wrote, says suck it. And also, because you guys are just, this it is so rare, this sort of female-centric, incredibly smart, funny, politically savvy show.
But it's because of women like you that I'm.
I take total credit. Yeah. I spawned them. They sprang from my loins.
Yes.
Everybody on
full,
Mueller, she wrote.
Full from the forehead.
In
full armor.
I did. I do feel like Jordan I could have birthed. I was like, oh, she's a little tiny stem cell. Look at the baby. Look at the baby. How old is
she's
she?
She's 5'11". What are you talking
I know,
about?
But she's a boomer.
Yeah, she is a baby.
She's a boomer.
She could, people, when we go on the road, they're like, oh, you brought your mom.
Oh, shut the fuck up. All right. We love you, AG. Mueller, she wrote. Check it out.
You.
Happy, happy hour. Happy fucking impeachment, everybody.
Woo!
Hey, this is Bob Seska, host of The Bob Seska Show. If you enjoyed this episode, you're going to love my show, where every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we talk about this guy.
Trump is crazy.
And this guy.
Trump is a f***ing idiot.
And we say this a lot.
Sweet, merciful crap.
Because.
He can't keep getting away with it.
Find The Bob Seska Show at sexyliberal.com and on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, BobSeska.com, and everywhere else you get your podcasts.